of the week. If you would like to get something off your chest into us over the weekend, talk at beat102103.com or you can WhatsApp 085-102-9103. Let's do this. Hi, Niall and Show. I'm not speaking to my husband and I want to know what you both make of this incident. I went out last night and my husband was at home with our daughter. I specifically told him that I've been watching I'm a Celebrity with her and not to watch it last night because it's our little thing. He ignored me and went ahead and watched the episode with her. I was so annoyed. It was the best episode yet. It was the Adam and Jimmy.
Yeah, they flipped the route.
Who does that? I felt like it was so mean. Who is in the right here? Myself or my husband?
Oh, that's a tough one. You know, the whole watching ahead, staying in line with somebody else when you want to watch something. I'd actually be interested to hear the kids' thoughts on this one. Do you think that's really, really mean?
I think it depends, right? I think I kind of get this because I'm watching I'm a Celeb with Eve and luckily Tom has no interest. But I'm playing devil's advocate. So if I was going out and I said to him, don't watch it, then I would hope that they would both take on board what I said. But maybe she only said it to the husband and the kid was like, I really want to watch
Brilliant.
It.
Brilliant, yeah,
so
let's watch it live.
Says, oh, sure, I'm not going to stop her from watching it. I'll let her. But I understand the whole premise of having a show that you're watching as a family and that you're watching together and you're sitting down and you're excited for the next episode. And also, I'd feel a bit like, oh, well, you weren't part of this. Like, you haven't been watching it and it's everything. Because, like, when, I don't know, when even I watch something together, we chat about it and we react.
It's an experience.
And, yeah, it's not just watching a show and sitting there in silence. You're talking about it and you know the characters and whatever it is that you're watching. And you kind of invest in it. So I can understand her feeling of like betrayal, but I also think maybe have a chat with your husband. Don't be ignoring him because I don't know if it's
it
if
is
it's,
mean though.
It is
he
mean.
Specifically said
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but if the kid wanted to watch it, was he in the position where he was like, well, sure, look, it's not the biggest deal in the world, is it?
Well, it is.
No, obviously, I know it is to her. I don't think he did the right thing. I think he should have said, no, we'll wait for your mom. It's your thing. You can watch it with mom tomorrow.
Okay.
Because I loved that with Eve. Like, and he, Tom's watched stuff with her as well, that they've got their little thing. And then the three of us watch Britain's Got Talent. And by that, I say myself and Eve watch it and Tom falls asleep on the couch and snores.
That's okay. I get that. I mean, I've quit it. Okay, let's get some thoughts on this. Do you think it's really mean for the husband to push ahead, watch it live with the daughter and ruin the experience? And let's hear from the small ones.
Yeah, you were so amazing last week. You sent us your voice notes. If you're in the car with your mom and dad this morning or whatever, you send us a voice note and let us know who is in the right here. Is it the woman that wrote the email or is it the husband?
Okay, 085-102-9103. Okay, there's lots of different thoughts on this. Starting here with Tracy, who says, oh, I look at it with my daughter every night as well and I'd go mad if he watched it with her before I came home.
Emma said, oh, if that's the biggest issue, she should be happy. Maybe the child wanted to watch it.
And now Nick was on to us. His behaviour was a disgrace. Let's not deflect this onto the child who's been shown that it's okay to ignore meaningful requests from a parent. But she isn't the wrong for not speaking to him. The silent treatment is never a solution.
I don't know, though. I have to defend the child in that maybe she didn't know that the mum had said it. You know?
Michelle was on. She's being very childish. Okay, be annoyed, but the silent treatment is ridiculous. Same thing happened to us last night. Dan watched it. Couldn't watch it, sorry. So I watched it with just my son and he'll have a catch up this evening, but it's the final Friday, so you can't afford the final to fall behind.
No, you do have to keep in, on top of it. I agree with that. Okay, can I read this out? Because I think this is going to be extremely relatable. Bronwyn says, the truth is he probably just did not hear her. Sadly, I experience this all the time in capital letters with my own husband. I ask him to do something or not do something and he does the exact opposite and then says I did not tell him. This could be from me. The fact of the matter is that often partners switch off and don't listen to everything their other half said. I don't think he was aware that what he did would upset her because he simply did not hear her. Do you know what? I have realised this so much, particularly in the last couple of years. This is not on purpose. This is not designed to hurt or to get at you. This is just a fact. I live with it with Tom and I have it here with you.
Well, I'd like to defend Tom in this situation.
No, I'm fine. I'm not annoyed with him.
When you tell him 1,000 things and only two of them are actually important things, it's very hard to work out which are the ones you've got to hook onto. Do you know what I mean?
So what I've started to do with you and Tim is I've started to WhatsApp.
Okay.
I send you messages to remind you of things.
Yeah, okay.
Take your tonic.
Let's take a couple of quick voice notes on this. Quee to start.
Morning, guys. Just on the Daily Dilemma. Honestly, for this one, I'm kind of torn. She went out of her way and said, don't watch this.
Yeah.
And then he sat down and watched it, which is kind of a not nice move. But having said that, how old is the daughter? Because if keeping a routine is something that she likes, and she's used to watching the show every single night, regardless of whether the mum is home or not, she might just want to watch this show. And the mum saying, oh, well, you can't because I'm not there, kind of feels like, you know, maybe the daughter just wants to do this anyways.
Okay, thanks for that, Cree. Let's take a quick one as well here from Shannon and Leighton.
Okay, dilemma today. Me and Leighton are thinking we do not like TV cheating.
No, we don't.
Definitely don't like TV cheating, because it is annoying when you're watching something together and then the other person watches the next episode and you're just like, are you joking? But on the other hand, he was at home babysitting, and I don't know, like, it's a tough situation because you were out, or, like, you know, I think maybe if they were in the same house it'd be a lot worse. I don't know. Maybe. What do you think, Layton?
I think, like, I used to do that when I was smaller. I used to watch stuff with my nanny that we were supposed to watch with my mum. Like, she would be upset.
I did not like TV cheating, like, dog.
Yeah, but I did that a few years ago.
We're all over it now.
Yeah.
Well, we don't like TV cheating, so we hope that answers your question.
It does. Thank you so much, guys. I didn't know that this was a commonly used phrase, but I do think when it comes to a nanny, you can't be mad at a nanny for watching with their grandchild. You know, it's a nanny, like.
Dilemma's back Monday. Email talk at b102103.com.